We continue our learning. We're going to get in Perek Test Mishnah Vav. A little bit of an introduction. When Adam signed below a get, they write the name, their name, and the father's name. So let's say Ruvain ben Yaakov Aid. You're followed by the word Aid. We have that in our Ksuvas as well. Or Menashe ben Yosef Aid. That would be the second Aid that we have. So our Mishnah is dealing with a case where you have two gittin that a sofer wrote one next to the other. It's on the same document, but each get is in a different column. So on the right side, in the right column is one get. And in the left column, there's another get. And the Edim, there are two Edim who sign. And the two Edim sign below the Gittin. So is it possible that we have two Edim and they're signing on both Gittin? That would be kosher. The only problem is that when you sign your name, let's say Ruvain ben Yaakov Aid or Menashe ben Yosef Aid. So let's say if that goes across the entire document, then you're going to have, what you may have is the name Ruvain Ben, you may have under the first get, and Yaakov Aid, you may have under the second get. So Ruvain is a name, but it is certainly the person's name. Yaakov is not the person's name. So maybe we should say that we have Ruvain ben Yaakov Aid and Menashe ben Yosef Aid signed underneath these two gittin, where one get is in column is on the right column, one is in the left column. So we should say that the get in the right column is kosher because I have the name Ruvain there, Ruvain ben, which is fine. The one on the left side has the name Yaakov. Yaakov is not the name of the person who's signing. So the name Yaakov Aid underneath that left get, the get in the left column, obviously should be a problem. Let's say people are signing in English. So you're signing in another language, and the Mishnah will speak about Greek. So you're not signing from right to left. You're signing from left to right. So then the left get is going to be kosher because you have the name, whatever the name is, that English name is going to be under. You're going to write the name Joshua, son of Yaakov. So the name Joshua is under the left get. So if you have the name Joshua, son of, and then you have the name Yaakov, so the right get is not going to be kosher. The person's name is not Yaakov. That's his father's name. His name is Joshua. So if a person would sign in such a way, in English, let's say, in another language, not in Hebrew, where the language is written left to right, so then the left get will be kosher. But obviously not the right get. But this is all the Gemara says. Well, let's say go back to the Hebrew case where a person had Ruvain ben under the right column and Yaakov Aid under the left column. Therefore, only the right one is kosher because Ruvain is the name, is his name. Yaakov is not his name. But let's say you had Ruvain under the right column and Ben Yaakov Aid under the left column. So now the first get has, the get in the right column has the name Ruvain, that's his name. And Ben Yaakov Aid, he is Ben Yaakov, that is his name. People sometimes are called. So the name Yaakov is not his name. But if Ben is together underneath the left column get, so Ben Yaakov Aid, that's also his name. The Gemara says that actually would be kosher. Armish is dealing with a case where you have these two getting, one in the right column, one in the left column, but there are four Aidim who are signed underneath. Two of them sign in Hebrew, right to left, obviously, and two in Loazis, in a foreign language, and left to right. What's the halacha here? So the Mishnah says, Shnei gittim shekasavon zebitzad zeh, on one document, on one cloth, one get in the right column, one in the left column, ushnaim edim ivrim ba'im mitachas zeh letachas zeh, and two edim who are signing in Hebrew, so they write their name, and here's like, I have Ruvain ben, and Yaakov Aid under the left column, and I have let's say a second Aid Menashe Ben under the right column and Yosef Aid under the left column. So two Aidim do that underneath the first underneath. They're the ones who signed first. Ushnaim Aidim Yevanim. Then you have two Jewish Aidim, but they're writing in a foreign language. They're writing in Greek. Which where we sign left to right, they begin on the left side and they sign across. So there, the only name that the kosher get is going to be on the left side because that's where we have, or that's where at least we have the first name. So what do we do here? Esha Edim, but at the same time, I have two, but the first two Edim are but the second to Adim, where we say that the left side name is okay, they're underneath the top two Adim who sign in Hebrew. So says the Mishnah, Esha Adim HaRishonim Nekraim Okasher. The get, where we would be able to read the names of the Adim who signed first, is going to be Kasher, because their names are immediately below that get. So if the Adim who signed in Hebrew sign first, so the get on the right side is Kasher. If the Adim who signed in Greek sign first, the get on the left side is Kasher. The Gemara wants to know, why can't we say that the Adim, let's who sign Greek, so they would be kosher for the get on the left side? The mere fact that they follow the first two Adim, that shouldn't necessarily be a problem. So the answer is, no, what we're afraid of is, let's say the first two Adim who signed in Hebrew, they signed first. We're afraid that the Adim who follow, they say, oh, look at that, when they sign in Hebrew, they go from right to left. You know what? Let's sign from right to left as well. So we're afraid that maybe that's what they did. They also signed from right to left, and they wrote, let's say that last day they weren't signing their first name first, they signed their father's name first on the right side, and then they went across to the left, and then they signed their first name afterwards. That's not going to be acceptable. There you have now four witnesses who are signed on the get on the right side. And the same thing is true in the reverse. Let's say the people who signed in Greek signed first. Maybe the people who signed in Hebrew followed the Greek people and they changed their order of the Ksav Ivri and they signed on the list starting from the left and going to the right. And therefore, if that would be the case, then all four people are really signed on the left get. Okay, so that's why only the Adim HaRishonim, the first two, whichever get is read along with those first two Adim, that's the one that's going to be kosher. Eid echad ivri ve'echad yivani, eid echad ivri ve'echad yivani, boin mitachazeh letachazeh, then shneim pesulim. Here we have the four Adim who sign on the two gittin, but they sign one with a break in between, meaning the first one sign in Hebrew, the second in Greek, the third in Hebrew, the fourth in Greek, and there now all the chasimos, all the signatures are underneath one particular get. So, and now let's say, so Shneim Psulim, both Gittin Apostle. Why? We're afraid here, maybe the second person who signed in after the Hebrew one who signed in Greek, so he signed like the guy who signed above, right to left as well. And, but the rest of them sign normally. So if that would be true, then three of people who signed the get are signing for the right get, and only one on the second get. So that's what we're afraid of in this case, and therefore, Shneim Psulim, we have to assume that both are possible, because maybe the second person did not follow the first person. He really signed in Greek the way he normally would, but the third one switched his order and wrote his Hebrew to follow the one who signed above him who signed in Greek. And the fourth one signed a regular Greek, Kedarko, normally. So then we have three people on the left column and only one on the right column. And because of that, therefore, maybe, we're not sure, maybe the right get has only one aid, the left get only has one aid, and therefore, both are going to be puzzled. Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin, Shir Miksas HaGet Uchsavo Badaf HaSheni. Here you have an unfinished get, is written in the first column. But where did he fill it in? There wasn't enough room. So the remainder of the get is now in the second column. It's all one get, though. And the Adim sign below, underneath the second column, kosher. The get is going to be kosher as long as it's clear from the star that it had nothing was cut off. The top wasn't cut off, the bottom wasn't cut off, because if that would be the case, then it would be puzzle, because maybe there were really two separate getting here, and it would combine into one get. So therefore, maybe because they wanted to change the date of one of them, or take something out of Tanai that may have been built into one of the gittin, and therefore, as long as you can, it's going to be, it's very clear that it wasn't cut at all, so then that's going to be kosher, even though the get continues into the second column. Chasmu Eidim Barosh Adaf. Here you have the witnesses signed at the top of the page, meaning the get is written below, and the signatures of the witness are above, or Minatzad, or in the margin on the side, and either side of the get. Omer Acharav, or they're signing on the outside, Beget Pashur. Remember, we spoke about a Get Mekusha. Get Mekusha, the Eidim is supposed to sign on the other side, but here they signed on the back of a standard get that has to be signed on the front. So in all of these cases, Pasul, the Chacham said, the Eidim all have to sign the documents right below the text, and otherwise it's Batel. How about the following? Hikif Rosho Shel Zeh Bitzad Rosho Shel Zeh V'Hedim V'Emsa. You have two Gittin. They're attached together. They're on the same document. And the signatures of the witnesses are in the middle of the two Gittin. So here you have, if imagine, the text on top is upside down. The Eidim are right in the middle, right side up. And the text of the get below you is also right side up. So Shneim Psulim. Both of the Gittin are Pasul. Why is that? Because since the get above is not written right side up, it's upside down, so the Eidim are not signed underneath the get. They're signed underneath the top of the text. So that's not good. And obviously, this bottom get is not good either because the Eidim are signed above that text as well. In a sense, right? Here you have the signatures are in the middle of that document, but since the upper get is written upside down, so the Eidim are now above the top get and they're above the bottom get. So that, Shneim Psulim, both apostle. What about Sofer Shel Zeh, Bitzad, Sofer Shel Zeh, Eidim Ba'emsa? Here you have the end of one get end of one get is attached to the end of the other one, and the witnesses are on the middle. This is where the text of the get, the top get, that's right side up. And the Eidim below are also right side up. So those Eidim are below the top get. But the other get is upside down, so the signatures are not underneath that get. They're really nowhere, meaning they're not above that get. And they're also not signed in the same direction to be considered below the get that is on the bottom of the document. So therefore, Esra Eidim Nikrini Mokasha, the get, that you could read along with the signal, the signatures, the get where you could read the signatures along with the get, which is obviously the top get in this case, is kosher, but the other one is going to be possible. What about Rosh Hashel Zeh Bitzad Sofer Shel Zeh? If the top of this get was attached to the bottom of the other one, and the signatures in the middle, what does that mean? This is where both are right side up, the top get and the bottom get, and the signatures are in between. Now, the signatures being in between mean those signatures are below the top get, which is great, but they are above the bottom get. So Esho Eidim Nikrini Mo Besofo Kosher. So of course the top get is going to be kosher, and the bottom one, where the signatures don't follow the get or above the get, is not going to be kosher.